North Korean hackers and their plans for a crypto heist. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Andy Euler. For years, North Korea has been notorious for making perfect $100 bills. That is, perfect fake ones. Now, the nation's scam artists are moving on from paper currency to focus on money in ones and zeros, cryptocurrency. And for all the talk of cryptocurrencies being unhackable, the FBI is warning that ransomware from North Korea could be a real threat to your digital wallet. And as Dina Temple-Raston, host of the Click Here podcast, tells us, North Koreans are trying to steal cryptocurrencies any way they can.
John Woo helps with hiring at a cryptocurrency VPN company called Aztec Protocol. And back in April, he got a job application from a guy who said he was from Canada and had crypto mining experience. It all seemed routine until Wu read the cover letter, and it had this weird sign-off.
And the sign-off was, "The world will see a great result from my hands." That's like the type of thing someone with a laser cannon arm and a microchip for an eyeball would say. You know, like Bond villain, "I live inside a volcano."
When the interview rolls around, the candidate apologizes, but says the camera on his computer is broken.
I asked him where he worked. He couldn't answer that question at all. In fact, when pushed on where he last worked, he actually muted himself.
When he comes back on the line, it sounds like he's in a busy office.
There were all these other voices who also sounded like they were either in a call center or interviewing people or...
And they were speaking a mix of English and Korean.
I kind of freaked out a little bit, and I turned to my team and I said, "I think I interviewed a North Korean hacker."
A few weeks later, the FBI issued an advisory.
Now, Washington says Pyongyang is dispatching thousands of skilled IT workers overseas to seek employment while opposing...
The U.S. government is warning crypto exchanges to watch out who they're hiring because they might get catfished.
Wu never confirmed that his job candidate actually was a North Korean. But the FBI advisories seem to be describing exactly what had just happened. Eric Chen is a security researcher at Symantec, and he says North Korea has been finding creative ways to hack for years. And their new target of choice? Cryptocurrency companies.
Most of these organizations they're hacking are small startups and have not invested that much in security.
So they're easy to hack. Just consider the big heist from this past spring. North Korean hackers broke into a crypto company called Ronin and stole some $600 million. Juan Zarate set up a sanctions and anti-money laundering office at the U.S. Treasury after 9/11, and he says the North Koreans are on the lookout for an even bigger heist, and that may help explain why they've started applying for jobs in companies like John Woo's.
The North Koreans have resorted to cyber heists and ransomware and crypto-related attacks. This is now a major part of how they make money.
And in a bid to do that, they're trying to plant insiders. I'm Dina Temple-Raston for Marketplace Tech.
And now for some related links. If you want to hear more on this story, head over to our website, marketplacetech.org. There we'll have a link to Dina's full piece that she did for her podcast, Click Here. We have a link to a New York Times story from last month called "How North Korea Used Crypto to Hack Its Way Through the Pandemic." That story's authors say since the beginning of the pandemic, North Korea's borders have been closed with very little revenue coming in. It also highlights how many citizens don't have computers or access to the internet. Still, many North Korean hackers are groomed from an early age to be the best thieves in cyberspace. And at the top of the show, you heard me mention North Korea's creation of fake $100 bills that looked very convincing. Well, that was an issue that was frustrating the FBI in the 1990s when those bills showed up here in the U.S. You should check out a really great video from the BBC with more on this, calling the counterfeit bill the Super Dollar. In fact, these fake $100 bills inspired the redesign of the 100 in 2013. I'm Andy Euler, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.